Oh no!
An earful of music.
You are now listening
to the Earful. Cheers to those ears.
I just want to run to that song, man. That's a good track, man. We were making the comment. Let us talk, and then we'll introduce the show. We were making the comment that we haven't listened to these tracks in a while, so it's almost a new experience for T-Man and I to jam these tracks again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this is a decent track to bring us in on Earful 31. Exactly what you're listening to. Welcome to the Earful, by the way. I am Sir Tom, and joined by my noble and good wizard friend, the Mr. Ty.
Hello. Happy to be here, as always.
T-Bizzle, T-Money. There's the two T's, man. That's how we do it. But yeah, so that was bringing us in on Earful 31. I'm going to say this dude's name. It's so freaking long. It's Gabriel Lorenzo Garzon Montano. I had to hold my breath to say that one. But multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, based out of New York City. And yeah, man, I can remember I really dug this guy's album. It's an older album, a 2014 album. But yeah, man, there's a couple jammy tracks like this one, Keep On Running. And you should keep on running. It's great. It's great cardio. Keeps you in shape. Do it.
Right.
Ty, how you doing, bud?
Doing fantastic. Life is good.
Everything is good in your corner of the world. That's good. That's really good, my friend. For those who have never listened to an Earful, me and Ty are kind of just music people. We listen to a ton of music.
That's really how we became friends.
It was definitely a big part of our friendship. Was sharing music with each other.
Dude, what is this that we're listening to, Tom? Tell me right now, because...
Oh, it's a lot of that. And vice versa, the tie as well. And through the years of us knowing each other, we eventually got into podcasting. Ty introduced me to the Ono Radio Show. The rest is history. We are a bonus show of the Ono Radio Show. Basically, we're a music countdown show. So... Ty and I take our tracks, we combine them, and we create this show. And it's also always accompanied by an actual playlist of all the tracks that we sample here on the Earful. And there's a lot of past Earfuls, by the way, so if you've never heard of it, go to onoearful.com, and it's there, baby. We do accompanying Spotify playlists, which is nice.
Spotify, just look up Ono Radio Show, and you'll find all the jams.
Hells yeah, dude. There's a ton of trackage there that you can jam. But as promised, we have compiled 12 tracks. I've done 6. Ty's done 6. On this episode, Ty gets to lead off. Ty, yeah. What is your number one track, my friend?
Man, I love this album. this was Bombay Royale. And this track here is Lucky. It's Mera Nam Hai.
Oh, which, shit. You know, oh, boy. I love it already, Ty. It hasn't even stopped. I just love it. It's so good.
And the album was Run Kitty Run. It came out last year in 2017. 11-piece Australian band with all sorts of singers dancing people. It's madness.
Can you imagine that live show?
I want to be there.
All right, well, let's go there. Bon Boy Royale. No, hey, lucky, lucky. I'll be honest, if we were to give out an award on the Earful to the country that probably shows up the most on our playlist, it would definitely be Australia.
Music.
Yeah, dude. They're just like killing it, man. Absolutely destroying it.
And it just keeps peppering in every time.
Yeah, we have nothing contractually obligated with Australia, by the way. There's no collusion. There's no goddamn collusion here on the Earful.
We wish there were collusion, but there's
Australian music collusion. All right, track number two, my first track of the countdown. This is Serpent Power. Track is Jekyll and Hyde off of Electric Loony Land. Serpent Power is a new psychedelic music collab. And I don't know, it's very psychedelic-y. So it's pretty flavorful. And I liked this album. It's kind of a sampling of what is to give off the full-length album. The cover has a giant lizard man eating somebody. It's perfect, dude. It's your style, man. It's your people.
You must have sent this to me. I remember vaguely because it's the track.
T-Man, what's up next?
Hey, we have a visitor over here. We still have an Owen Butler.
You guys are still doing this?
Butler's still on the countdown. Owen, welcome to another episode of The Earful. Welcome, sir.
Have I not canceled the show already?
Welcome to episode 31, sponsored by your podcast.
Oh No Radio Show approved.
And you just showed up for a Ty track. Ty, what are you jamming?
All right, this is a Borns track. Borns. The track was Iceberg off Blue Madonna, her newest album. But I'll say this, like, she's a little poppy, and I dig it.
Okay.
I do dig it, but when this came out, there was some like guilty dancing going on.
Guilty dancing.
Sent you Borns.
And this has been a dance track at my place.
Okay, I would like all of the listeners of the Earful to envision Owen and Ty both dancing to Borns, Iceberg. Enjoy.
Let us dance.
I just envision Ty dancing all Buffalo Bill style with a weird coat on and tucked.
He does have a robe on currently.
I don't know why.
Are you wearing a robe? Is it your show robe? I know you like to kind of just strip down and be in a single velvet robe when you do these podcasts, Ty.
What does he got to do?
Hey, Ty, whatever gets you there, man. If it ain't music, it's just delicious robbery. All right, moving on. This is my track. This is Slender Bodies, Amnesia. It's off a Fabulous Extended EP. California-based duo. And it's just kind of jammy. I don't know. Very ethereal at times. But
Good choice.
Yeah. And I believe we shared this album and we both enjoyed it. So yeah, just get down to some slender bodies. Summery jam. I could jam that drinking some kind of summer seasonal brew.
I kind of want to jam that with the lights down low and the lady in the bed. And, you know, just...
and me with a beer dancing above the bed.
That girl, you need to slender your body right now, right?
That's good pool music.
There you go, Owen. I would classify it as good pool music.
Hot tub music. It's not pool music. It's
nah, see,
music.
I go a little more R. Kelly kind of style with the hot tub. I feel it's ripe for that, you know? But, of course, age-appropriate women. I'm going to put that out there.
Of course.
All right, T. T Money, what do you got? What's coming up?
You need to put that out there? Okay.
I have to. We have to.
All right. Is it on me?
It's happening? On you, my man.
This here is Island Man. And the track is called Ikaru off Rest in Space 2016 album. Island Man, I mean, it's funny. I have this aversion to like straight island music sometimes, but
aversion.
If they bridge it the right way,
okay.
I'm into it.
Okay. This feels like a mix of islandy slash electronic, though.
Yeah.
See, that's not what I think of when I think of island music. I think when you say island music, I think of like.
I don't know. This is pretty dope island music. I would go to this island. If this island had this music, yeah, I'll go to this island.
Okay. Turn it up.
Oh, Island Man. Island Man. It's almost like boat music. Like I could be driving somewhere, heading somewhere in a boat, and I would like to listen to this music.
Boat music.
Boat music, dog. But it's like chill boat music.
You can only listen to that track with a cigarette behind your ear.
Yes, dude. Switch. Beautifully put, Alan. All right. Here we are at the halfway mark of Earful 31. It's my track. This is QTY. Is the band. Track is Rodeo off of QTY, a 2017 album. New York band. Basically got that streetwise grit, songcraft. Got this weird kind of Lou Reedy hook to it. I hear a little bit of a Strokes thing going on. But QTY, baby. Well, when we come to the middle of these episodes, as Ty knows, we have to fall into form. And what do we tell people, Ty?
We tell people, listen, we don't mind doing some of the homework because that's what we do. We are music people. We're going to do it. We're going to put out this podcast with a bunch of great tracks for you. But we just want you to go out and support these artists for yourself. We want you to do a little bit of homework. We want you to support a band if you can in a more physical way, like going to a show, going to a record store. These are great ways to give back to the bands that give us so much.
Amen,
one
brother.
One thing for a band a month. Buy a t-shirt, buy an album.
Amen.
One a month. I don't think that's a hard
it's
ask.
It's not hard.
No, it's not, Owen. It's not. And forever. it's all money that's going to help that band continue on that road because it's really, really, really hard to be a musician and to get any kind of like return on stuff. It's not easy to make money off music, and it's a lot of it's a nature of love. So look at it that way.
Absolutely.
Fuck Down Syndrome, kids. Put your money into the
That's right. Because guess what? They need to jam too. And you know that they are also welcome as earful listeners. And if you are listening, I hope you're jamming it really, really hard right now.
Jam it.
All right. Ty, let's do the second half. You have the honor of leading it off. Sounds like some worldy music right up your alley.
You know what? I've been getting some shit for my world music taste lately.
No, man. I appreciate your world stuff. I hated on it before, but I dig it now.
Come on, Owen. Let it out.
I enjoy it.
I do.
There's times where... Christ, Ty. Like, just as there's music that you play for me that's Owen music, certain things that I hear, I'm like, that is Ty music. And it's usually got some Afro-funk or Afro-beat.
Whatever.
Or
you know, that might be involved.
There might be somebody from Zambia or, like,
or
Nigeria,
you know.
Or...
Like, okay, so who are these rare worldly gems?
This here is Le Amazon d'Afrique. And the track is Dambolo, and it's got Angélique Kidjo in it, which actually Angélique Kidjo is the shit.
Oh, dude, Angélique Kidjo?
that she just released an album doing those covers of Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And you know what? That was a really baller album, dude.
And it's a great album that just came out recently that we might get back to. Actually,
well, hey, if you're sitting at home right now, you need to jump up on whatever surface is near you, and you need to fucking tribally dance to this shit.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. I feel like I'm in the goddamn outback right now. Let's bring it back to the U.S. Okay, let's come on. We're coming back. Okay, we're in some like Brooklyn club right now, dancing to this track. This is my track number 8. This is Make Love. Track is Dive-In off Dive-In single 2015 album. I don't know. This guy's got a kind of swanky kind of style to him. It's probably some crazy white dude, but yeah, get it. Into your dark, I'll raise a flag to indicate the start of the spark. Wake up on the high, I'll taste below. Let's take forever in the shadows of love. Finding a way to make you believe. Carry the way, watching the rhythm as we breathe. Shake that booty up. You gotta shake that booty.
I have been.
I know. I mean, Ty and I invisible dance a lot when we do these shows, and I'm sure like people, like my girlfriend, she just literally walked by me with a laundry basket and just shook her head like, I'm not getting laid for a week.
Ah. You get light right now.
I think we might have to upgrade the studio with some Twitch gear so you got some cameras so we can see this dancing.
Actually, perfect example of why Twitch would be great, just to literally have a Thai dance cam on the earful.
Uh-huh.
T-Money, what's next?
All right, man. I'm a big fan of Montreal.
As am I. Very much so.
Dumb stuff. There's some really...
Yeah, they fell off a little bit here and there, but in all honesty, I like a lot of their music and
I
albums.
I like more than
here.
I dislike.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
Yeah, that's a good statement. I mean, because I'll give them that, though. They dare to go there, which is interesting, because there are some albums that are a little too far out there for me that I don't like, but I like their core stuff.
I agree.
I'm a fan of sometimes I'll go to the weird... you know, level with Montreal, but at the same time, I feel you both. And, you know, they are an indie rock band out of Athens.
Athens, Georgia.
Owen resided for a small amount of time.
I saw them there.
Yeah.
Did you really? Oh, dude. What a talk about seeing them at where it matters. Jesus.
I've seen them.
That's awesome, man.
Here in Orlando.
I enjoyed their show, but my time in Athens, the one band I will say that really. I think was the best band that I saw in that city. known for its music, by the way, too.
It's a great music city.
But no, Drive-By Truckers.
I've heard amazing things about. I've never seen
a good live show.
Yeah, definitely have heard that.
Sorry to interject.
All right. This track here is Paranoiac Intervals, Body Dysmorphia. White is Relic. Aurelius Mood?
Aurelius Mood. All right.
Was their newest EP that came out this year.
Yeah. I love his voice, though. He's got it. He catches you with his voice. All right. Get it. Fucking love it.
I haven't heard that track, guys. I know what I'm downloading as soon as I leave here tonight.
Dude, awesome.
The album is decent.
All right.
Bring it, Tom.
All right, so here we go. Number 10 is me. Kali Uchis, U-C-H-I-S. Probably saying it wrong. Track is After the Storm. It's featuring Tyler, the Creator, my boy Bootsy Collins.
Bootsy.
And this is a single. But yeah, I mean, I kind of dig it. She's a Colombian-American singer, songwriter. And this has all of that perfect Bootsy swank on it. I love it. She's sexy as hell, too, her voice. I will say that Bootsy Collins is a national treasure, and people need to watch and make sure he's okay.
Bootsy put out an album this year as well.
I want to say that you actually have a track on a future Earful, too. I want to say that you even...
It's going to happen.
Wow, we're full of the foreshadowing. But
sorry, everybody.
No, but it's... Yeah, man, I mean...
You're still alive, to be honest.
Yeah, man. Him and George Clinton, they found this kind of second breath of air in their careers. But I dig Bootsy, man. I mean, his sound is just, he takes it with him, you know?
Absolutely. And he plays bass like a mother.
Dude, he definitely plays bass like a mother. T-Money, what have you got, brother?
Yeah, son. This here's the Schizophonics. And I know I gave this to Owen. This is a very Owen track.
Oh, this is very Owen.
Boogaloo. Hell yeah, it is.
And
it's got some rock and roll in it, baby.
This came out in 2017. The EP was called Ooga Booga, and yeah, the Schizophonics are delicious.
It's fucking dirty, man. Turn this up, dude. This does shred like shit. I'm telling you, that dirty ass sound, though, if done right, it's a beautiful thing. It is, and they do it very right. That whole album is worth a listen to, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's glorious.
Well, as it always comes very quickly, here we are on the final track of Earful 31. And this group, you know, this album came out, and I had my kind of skeptical view of it. This is the new Franz Ferdinand that came out recently. And to be honest with you, like, I wanted to hate it. I didn't really hate it. I thought this was probably one of the best tracks on the album. This is Lazy Boy off Always Ascending.
Good songs on this.
Yes,
album.
I agree, Owen, and I think this is one of them. But I mean, come on, if you didn't live in the early 2000s, you have no idea who Franz Ferdinand is.
Take me out.
But I do think this is a pretty decent. Kind of album for them to put out in the time, and here's to Franz Ferdinand. I mean, keep going, guys. Keep putting out albums. I'll keep listening to them. This is Lazy Boy, but it does fucking ride, man. Mm-hmm. They just get you with that chorus now.
Yeah, it is Ty's theme song.
Yes. Oh. It's very apropos. I think it works perfectly. But yeah, I mean, you know, give that a shot. Give it a shout. You might like it, or you just might be like, I hate it. You know, it's up to you to decide. But that basically brings us to the end of this episode of The Earful. And as we do, as the kids will tell you, we'd like to do segments. We like to try new segments. And we actually have a new segment. Something we like to call Solo. And I didn't press the right button.
Wrong button.
Solo.
Solo.
That's right. We're going to do a new segment every once in a while called Solo. And basically what we're doing here is we're giving a nod to all the great solos out there, whether it be keys, guitar, brass, bass, drums, even saxophone. It's all fair game. So basically Ty and I are going to start to kind of pick through things that we like, solos that we like, and we'll play them for you. And maybe you like the band, know the band, go back and find the track.
It's been a while since I've heard this solo.
So anyway, my pick's very unorthodox and very strange, but it's actually a track from Blues Traveler. And you're going to say to yourself, you mean like Runaround Blues Traveler? Well, yeah, definitely. Blues Traveler, believe it or not, was, I think at the time when they became successful, they were already kind of a touring band. And so they had kind of a big following that, you know, they became really famous through their, it was like Runaround, what was the other one? The album was Four, right? That was
we
like
call their... it Popper Fever.
Popper Fever. There you go. So everybody was all about the John Popper. Yeah,
Popper.
And actually, to tie me into this, I was actually kind of lucky. I saw this exact tour that this live track is from. They did a tour called, let me look it up here, Live from the Fall. And basically what it was their 1995 tour. And I want to say, I've always said this, is that the guitarist for Blues Traveler, Chan Kinchla, is a super underrated guitar player. Yeah. Because when he played live, the dude would freaking shred. And they rarely would throw it to this guy. Now, this track alone basically is like his highlight piece, because I feel like at some point John Popper shuts the fuck up and he lets this guy play. So that's my submission to the first solo, is just a little sample. You can find this album. It's Live from the Fall. It's a two-disc album. I actually remember having it on freaking CD.
Yep.
But it's a super solid. I mean, it's a very, I got to say, give it to Blues Traveler. It's a super solid live set. So
did he let him play, or did he just actually need to take a break and catch his breath?
Okay, you know what? You're correct. John Popper had to catch his breath. Here he goes. He's going to catch his breath and let this guy fucking play his guitar. It goes on for another 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a long ass solo.
It's that Chappelle skit where, like, you know, white people are just seduced by guitars. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, dude. No, it is exactly that, dude. Yep. The guitar has some kind of soothing thing to white people, man.
I'm in a trance right now.
But that was the that's our first submission to Solo. Hey. We're gonna keep trying it. I know Ty is gonna try to throw me a solo, but hey, I mean,
solos are tough for me.
It's just tough because there are a lot of really good solos.
It's hard for me to prioritize.
I mean, I know this is a new segment. I know you guys are working this out, but I think that there's like some easy ones that right off the top of the list when you're going down like.
Well, that's part of the problem, right?
Because yeah.
We don't want to pick all the easy.
Yeah, you want to pick the hard stuff, the buried stuff. Exactly.
Yeah, I think we try to aim for the obscure, which is tough, super tough.
Traveler, sir.
I did exactly. I tried to dig in a little of the obscure angle.
Throw in Owen's honorable mention.
Owen's yeah, what do you got, dude? Something. What do you got?
November Rain with Slash.
Without a doubt.
That solo at one
top notch solo.
I did that.
I feel too that that's also one of those solos, just from like nostalgia purposes. That I mean, if you grew up in that time, you rocked that shit a lot. Like I wore that album out.
Oh well, I mean that's what Use Your Illusion one. November Rain, I think is
no,
one.
No, I think you're right. I think it's one. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Estranged is number two, I believe. But Estranged, also another incredible Guns N' Roses solo.
Well, those are great honorable mentions. And you should, if you're listening to this and have never heard Guns N' Roses, what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, I got to call you out right now. But please.
They're an underrated band sometimes. Yeah,
I definitely agree.
I don't get enough credit. They were fucking fantastic.
They got plenty of credit.
I totally agree.
Anymore. Like you totally don't hear agree. Them on that like that level that you do so many other bands.
Yeah.
You know,
I think too with their kind of thing, it's like it's everybody's rooting for the comeback. Everybody wants a comeback. They just haven't had the comeback yet. Like the one that's like worthy of them. I think like every iteration's either like not the full band or it's Axl fronting
like
some other band.
Chinese Democracy was kind of a fucking train wreck.
Right. Yeah.
Tour-wise, they went out and fucking killed it.
No, they did, and I've heard people that have like actually seen them just actually say how it's like, dude, it's a great show. So if you've seen them, you know, props to you. I've not yet, so it's on the bucket list. Maybe I'll get a GNR tour. Who knows? But that's pretty much it. That wraps up this episode. This is episode 31 of The Earful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us your time. As we always do with each episode, you'll find a accompanying playlist over at our Spotify channel, and you can find that by searching Ono Radio Show on Spotify. We have, Christ, 30 of them you can listen to, which would probably equate to like days worth of music, honestly.
You know, yeah, that's...
It's a lot of music. It's a lot of music. I don't know if you have that kind of time on your hands, but if you do, please, you know, listen to it all. And, you know, we are part of the Ono Radio Show. Go to www.onoradioshow.com. A fabulous program every Thursday night, or at least you guys try, and you're pretty damn good with your weekly content and boner shows and Patreons.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Hey, man, big fan. Everybody, I mean, come on. If you're listening to this, you're a fan of the Ono Radio Show. Owen, thank you, sir, for sitting in and being a good sport.
Yeah, no, for having me.
It's fun. Ty and I are going to continue to try to keep doing these. Again, we're just conjuring up the music and throwing it on a 12-track playlist. Anything else, Ty? What else should they do? Oh, we have a kind of a Facebook groupie thing. You guys should go and like or join or whatever you got to do.
Facebook thing. Yeah, we do have that.
I think it's Ono Radio Show Presents The Earful. And we'll try to, you know, utilize that a little bit more, throw some things in there. I think for a while, Ty and I were kind of dropping our daily, you know, our daily drops or whatever we were listening to. And of course, we always appreciate feedback. You know, what should we be listening to? I think you should tell us.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that you can do that is you can actually you can call our phone line. 407-906-6466. And that's one way that you can connect with us. If you have something that you're listening to that you want to, you know, tell us about, please feel free to leave a voicemail on the line.
Dude, that's a freaking great suggestion. And you guys should call. We're all about fan feedback. We love our fans. Thank you for listening. As we've been doing here with these new iterations of our episodes is we're giving you a secret track to take the show out on. And we're not going to tell you because that's just not us. If you want to like find out what this track is, go to the Spotify channel and check it out. It'll be the last track, the secret track of Earful 31. But always fun. Ty, thank you so much. Owen, thank you so much. And like we always say, cheers to those ears, people.
Cheers.
Whoop, whoop. We'll be right back.
hope you enjoyed the music.